This is Doug Miller. Judgment is coming, surely and certainly. It will fall, and it will fall hard. Are you ready? Stick around. Let's talk about the Bible.
Communication. Of all God's creatures, man does it best, and he does it through the medium of language, both written and spoken. Dialogue is a program dedicated to the belief that God has communicated truthfully with the most intelligent of his earthly creatures, man. We therefore invite you to enter into dialogue as we discuss the principles, truths, and foundations of God's Word. Now here's your host, Dr. Doug Miller.
Thank you, Paul. That was Paul Sublett. This is Doug Miller. The program is Dialogue, and we are back one more time with the Word of God in hand, and we are ready to speak into this microphone and know for sure and for certain that as this Word goes out, our Lord will honor His Word, and many will hear, and many need to hear and to know the truth of what this world is headed for. So bring your Bibles, come along. We are in the sixth chapter of Zechariah. Call a friend, tell them to listen in as well. Now, Dialogue is brought to you every week at this time by Dialogue Ministries Incorporated, a nonprofit organization that exists solely for the purpose of seeing this Word go out as far out as we can get it, to as many as we can get it out to. And to that end, we require, as you have heard me say often on here, the assistance and the support of the Lord's people. Please pray for Dialogue. Do I sound like I'm begging? Friends, I am begging. If that's what it takes, I will beg. I don't mind begging, and I don't mind groveling, because without the prayers of the saints, we can't do anything on here. I can make noises, no one will listen. And people need to listen, because we are headed for difficult, difficult times. So please pray for Dialogue. And as I often say also on here, we would love to hear from you. Always a pleasure to hear from the Lord's people, to answer any questions you have, to support and help you in any way we can, and to be able to provide you with any materials that you might need. If we can get them, you're welcome to them. There are no strings attached, no money involved. Let us hear from you. Our mailing address, Dialogue, P.O. Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. If you didn't get that, keep your writing materials handy, and Paul Sublett will give it to you again at the end of the broadcast. Now, if you would rather email, we can accommodate you on that too. Our email address is Dialogue Ministries, all one word, all small letters, at sbcglobal.net. Okay? Dialogue Ministries. Let me spell Dialogue for you. D-I-A-L-O-G-U-E. If you put in D-I-A-L-O-G, you'll get nothing. Okay? So there's our email address. Our webpage, Dialogue Ministries, all one word, all small letters, .org, okay? .org. If you put .com, I don't know what you'll get. Now, if you want to call and talk to me, I'll be delighted to talk to you. The telephone number here is area code 405-535-9089. If you didn't get that, then keep your writing, I'm sorry. I get so used to some of the things I say that I repeat them without thinking. 535-9089 is the number, and you'll get a recording, and I will get back with you, and I will do it. You can count on it. All right, here I am, and I would love to be able to sit down before this mic and to tell you that everything is just beautiful and wonderful in this world. And, you know, if you are listening to me and you are saved and you know that you have believed in the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, and you are looking and waiting for the Son of God to come back from heaven for His church, and you are walking with Him, then it is my pleasure to tell you that everything is wonderful. You are headed for a future that is so beautiful and wonderful that you can, you know what Paul wrote, quoting Isaiah the prophet, "I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." You are headed for a wonderful, beautiful future. Now here is the unfortunate fact. Those who are saved and born again and who know indeed what it is to be a part of God's family, these are the minority in this world we are living in today, and I mean it is a vast minority. Or that doesn't make sense, does it? That's backwards. The vast majority are not saved. Church members, if you are out there and you're saying, "Well, I joined the church. I grew up in the church. I was baptized as a child and all of this." Oh, friends, let me tell you something. Hell is going to be full of church members. Did I offend all of you sufficiently there? I hope so. I tried. I am trying to get your attention. And if I have to offend you to get your attention, then that's exactly what I'm going to do. Hell will be full of church members. Full of people who call themselves Christian. Full of people who never knew the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember what the Lord said? You know, many will say to me in that day, "O Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out demons, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, I never knew you." That's what we're looking at. And you don't have to be. Let's just, beyond that, take a look at this world we're living in. It is a crying shame. One of the most tragic things that I have to do. It is meet and talk to people who really believe that somehow we're going to get it all together here by our own efforts. It's just a matter of electing the right slate of candidates to office. It's just a matter of getting the right laws passed. And of course, if you're on one side of the political spectrum, you believe the government can do everything, when in fact it can't do anything, really. If you're on the other side, you believe the government can't do anything, but you're still trying to make it work. Friends, I want you to just look at this world we are living in. America is fast coming under judgment. It has never been pleasant for me to have to say this, but it wasn't pleasant for Jeremiah to stand in Jerusalem and say, "Judgment is coming, and get ready for it." The people accused him of being a traitor, of falling away to Babylon, and he kept telling them, "I am not. I am merely telling you what the Word of God is." Friends, I don't have to be, and I don't think anyone has to be particularly insightful to see that America is losing its way. Maybe we lost it long ago, but we are on the decline. We are no longer the country that other people look up to. We are no longer a country that people respect. I can remember one of our recent presidential campaigns, a friend of mine saying, "The problem is that people in this world don't like us. And we're going to vote this guy in who's going to change things and make people like us." Well, listen to me. I've got good news for you, or bad news, depending on your point of view. People still don't like us. And now they don't respect us. We have no clout in this world at all. The weakest, most insignificant nations in the world thumb their noses at America. Our economy is in a wreck, and if you don't see that, I mean, we're about $17 trillion in debt and going deeper in debt all the time. We are in a situation today in this world in which about half of the people in this country are living on the dole and see nothing wrong with that. And only about half of the people are actively producing anything. And those who are living on the dole think it's their right. Well, Okay, it's your right. I guess it is. But when you get to the point where most of the people, and we're heading in this direction, are being taken care of, and less than half the people are actively, productively working and producing anything, friends, you're on the way to ruin. We are militarily still strong, and yet, do we have the will and the desire to use our military? Well, friends, once again, if you can't see what's happening in this country and in this world, what can I do? I can warn you, and I am here to warn you. This world is headed for absolute and utter chaos. The problems are not just in this country. The problems are in the whole world. I can remember back when I was in grade school, when the United Nations was first being brought in, and the great hope in this world and in this country that the United Nations was going to answer all of our problems, and we finally had an organization that was going to cause us to live in peace. For any of you who still believe that, what can I do other than weep and pray for you? You are deluded and deceived. The United Nations is just another example of the human failure, and it is an example of what happens when you reject the God of peace and go about to establish your own peace. Now, let's look at Zechariah. We have the four horsemen galloping forth. They are coming in judgment. And what we have, let me just read it to you. I'll begin at verse 4 of chapter 6. And what we have is this. I answered and said unto the angel that talked with me, "What are these, my Lord?" And the angel answered and said unto me, "These are the four spirits of the heavens, the Lord of all the earth. The black horses which are therein go forth into the north country, and the white go forth after them. And the grizzled go forth toward the south country, and the bay went forth and sought to go, that they might walk to and fro through the earth. And he said, "Get you hence, walk to and fro through the earth." So they walked to and fro through the earth. Then cried he upon me and spake unto me, saying, "Behold, these that go forth toward the north country have quieted my spirit in the north country." Let's stop it right there. Now, I want to make reference, as I have made reference already, I did last week, to the four horsemen of the apocalypse in Revelation. If you will just hold your place there in Zechariah, let's turn back and look at these, because I verily believe that these are the very ones that we are looking at. We have John's vision, and let's take a look at it. In chapter 6 of Revelation, we have the opening of the four seals, and these, as the seals are opened, judgment falls on this earth, bit by bit by bit, and the judgment is seen figured in these four horsemen. Once again, at the risk of belaboring a point and repeating myself, these four chariots drawn by these horses, I think, can be identified very clearly with the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Now, we noted back in Zechariah, it says that these are the four spirits of the heaven, which go forth from standing before the Lord of all the earth. Okay, you may be thinking, well, how can this, you know, if you know anything about the four horsemen of the apocalypse, you may say, well, wow, I mean, these guys are bad news. What do you mean they go forth from the Lord of all the earth? They go forth because they are sent by him. If you don't believe it, look a little more closely at 5 and 6, chapters 5 and 6 of Revelation. Who is it that is holding the scroll in his hand? It is the one sitting on the throne. Who is it that goes and takes the scroll from his hand? It is the Lamb of God who died and to whom all judgment is committed. Who is it who by his power and his authority is the only one who is able to break the seal and open the scroll? It is, once again, the Lamb of God. He has prevailed. And as he begins to open, to break these seals and open the scrolls, what do we see? We see judgment falling on the earth, and it falls hard. The first horse is a white horse. And I think this white horse is very easily identified as the Antichrist. He goes forth, and of course we have the white horses that are going forth, and they are going forth into the north country, as you will notice. Don't worry too much. The order is not the same in Zechariah as it is in Revelation, but the meaning, I am persuaded, is the same. The white horse is, and there is a man on the white horse, and he has a bow but no arrow in the bow, just a bow. The picture, I think, is pretty clear. When the Antichrist comes, he will come and he will bring peace on this earth, but it is an unreal peace, a peace that is only apparent. He goes forth and he conquers. Now, down through the years and down through history, we have seen people who tried to conquer. Alexander the Great, the Caesars, Julius Caesar, Napoleon, Hitler, you name it. The Antichrist is, in fact, going to conquer. And there are people out here who are so easily deceived. They want so badly to believe something that they will believe it in spite of what this book tells them, or in spite of what people that I like me say. They really want to believe that somehow someone is going to bring peace on this earth without the Prince of Peace. They don't want to have to be troubled with him, do they? They don't want to bow the knee to him and acknowledge that he is Lord and Christ. They are looking for that man, and they're going to get him, and he is going to bring peace on this earth, but only for a brief period. You remember what Paul says? When they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction falls, and that without remedy. How do we know this? Well, once again, we have got the opening of the second seal. And what do we have there? We have a red or a fiery horse that comes forth. This red or fiery or burning horse is the one, and we have John telling us in Revelation that there was power given to him to take peace from the earth. And here we have conquest, and now we have war. Conquest and war. And very interesting that we have war coming when it began as peace. And the Lord Jesus Christ told us this, didn't he? We have never in this world yet seen a world war. We have seen two instances which we call world war, the one that broke out in 1914 on the Western Front in Europe, and the one that broke out in 1939 when the Nazis invaded Poland. We call these world war, but they really weren't, not like what we're going to see. We are headed for war the like of which this world has never seen. And the slaughter and death is going to be so bad that it will look as if the whole human race is about to be exterminated. And we have that picture once again in Zechariah here. Now notice that there's also the black horse of Revelation is a horse that has to do with famine. Now famine or pestilence, these things follow from war like this. They have followed in every major war this world has ever seen. And the death toll is just going to be enormous. For those of you who don't want to hear this kind of language, you need to hear it. You need to be told the truth. For those of you out there who are saved, praise the Lord, you won't be here to see any of this or to go through it. For those of you who are out there rejecting the Lord Jesus, you don't want any part of him, you think that your political action can straighten things out, you're going to go right through this. And I've got news for you. If you think that you will somehow be saved after, you know, the church is raptured and this judgment begins to fall, I don't know. I'm not so sure that that's the case at all. But I know one thing for certain. You will rue the day you didn't listen to people like me, and there are others like us, like me. I mean, we're out here talking to you. We are warning you. You will rue the day. Now, we have, of course, the fourth horseman, which is death. It is the Pale Rider. Revelation is a green rider. It's a rider that the very thought of it is about decay and death. And that's what we have in these four horses. Now, notice in the Zechariah vision, two of them go north, one of them goes south, and one of them just kind of wanders throughout the earth. The north country. It is from the north that the final attempt to destroy Israel is going to come. And it will come out of Russia, and it will come out of Germany, and it will come out of the nations of the Eastern Bloc that used to be. And it is here that judgment is going to fall, and fall hard. Now, this is what we are looking at. And, of course, the judgment, you'll notice it doesn't go east either. It goes north, and it goes, and one of these horses goes south. And when this judgment comes, believe me, throughout the whole Middle East, throughout Europe, Africa, and much of the Saudi Arabian Peninsula, they are all going to be caught up in this. Now, it's going to be a worldwide thing, but they will be at the very center of everything that's coming. And, friends, it's coming quickly. You can hear the galloping of the four horsemen, their hoofbeats. You can hear it right now if you listen. And if I'm wrong on this, well, write me 40 years from now, assuming I'm still alive. If the Lord hasn't come back, and of course I won't be, but that's, you know, I'm not going to live to be 130 years old, but write me, reverse the charges. Tell me you were wrong, Miller. Friends, I'm not wrong. This book is very clear, and that's all the time we'll have right now. You had better be prepared. This is Doug Miller. This is Dialogue.
Dialogue, exploring and considering the revelation of the God who created the vast star fields and the simple starfish. Have we communicated with you? Then why not communicate with us? Write to Dialogue, Post Office Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. That's Post Office Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. Be with us next week for Dialogue.